In the spirit of SG60, let's make Eurasian tuna cutlets. Easy, delicious, and budget-friendly. But before we start cooking, we're going to need some fresh herbs. It's so easy to grow your own edible garden. All you need is a balcony or windowsill. First, let's make a quick mint cooler. This was so satisfying, you guys, especially because practicing sustainability not only saves the planet, it saves money too. Ah, refreshing. So my recipe for tuna cutlets is from my second cookbook, Sexy in the Kitchen. Comment recipe below and I'll send you an e-copy. To start, let's chop up some sawtooth coriander and prepare the rest of our ingredients while we boil the potatoes. Once that's done, dump everything into a large bowl, mash, 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 then add egg to bind everything together. Use your hands to form about 8 large patties. Finally, coat each patty with flour, egg, and breadcrumbs before placing them in the fridge for about 30 minutes. While the patties chill, let's whip up a fresh herb yogurt dressing with mint, basil, and chili. Usually, tuna cutlets are served with sambal belacan, but we're swapping it out for the bright, fresh flavors of my garden. Fry your tuna cutlets in avocado oil. Skip vegetable oils like canola or peanut, especially if you're in perimenopause, as those oils can cause inflammation. I hope this has inspired you to start your own edible garden.
It's really good.
And grow what you eat.